When it comes to our state's economic future, policymakers and business leaders bemoan New Hampshire's aging population and the state's failure to lure young people back to the state after college. Usually, jobs are seen as the antidote. But in Somersworth, NHPR's Emily Corwin reports, something of a youth renaissance is taking place, thanks not to any employer, but to a strong sense of community.
Let me tell you a little about downtown Somersworth. It's got a couple pizza and sub shops, a pawn shop, a thrift store, and like a lot of old New England mill towns, that's about it. Most times of day, the river is the liveliest thing in town. So now imagine you're 20-something, you graduated from college, you even have a master's degree from Harvard. Do you really want to move back to Somersworth?
You come home after college, and you sort of don't feel like you're doing all that you can do to be the successful person that you set out to be.
27-year-old Maddie DeSantis moved back here from Boston 4 years ago, and she found a job working for Congresswoman Carol Shea Porter. She says the move was not the obvious choice.
You know, the fear of missing out, you know, hashtag FOMO, it saturates everything, but I'm here to tell you that it is the coolest thing you can do.
At this point, DeSantis is a bona fide Somersworth booster. She even serves on the city's Historic District Commission, which is no small deal in a city with the state's largest historic district. And she's not the only 20-something to start investing in this small city of 12,000. By her count, she's one of 9 childhood friends who grew up near their neighborhood elementary school and then moved back after college. Now she and her friends have helped attract several other young people to the city, like Cody Donahue. He was elected to city council in 2012. When he was just 21. And if that seems like a lot of dedication at a young age, you should meet this guy.
Yep, my name's Emmett Soldati. I'm one of the co-owners of Levin Beer and Bread House.
Soldati is part of that childhood group of friends. He returned to Somersworth 3 years ago after going to graduate school in London. He says he and his friends realized if they wanted a hip place to go in Somersworth, they'd have to build it themselves.
Two of my friends that I have known from childhood, Aiden and Patrick, they wanted to open up a bar. I kind of always wanted to open up a sourdough bread bakery. We put the two together and opened Levin.
This energetic brew pub is Soldati's second venture in Somersworth. 2 years ago, when he was 23, he opened a tea and pastry shop called Teetotaler. He raised $8,000 on Kickstarter and opened the place debt-free. These two businesses employ about 14 people in Somersworth, around half of whom are full-time. Soldati says he wants to see the city thrive.
You know, it's no longer about, oh, I'll do this for a little while and then move on. It's sort of, what's the next project? What's the next business? You know, where do we go from here?
So New Hampshire is a state awash in aging baby boomers. It's suffering a serious case of brain drain. Students leave for college and don't come back. You've got to ask, is Somersworth doing something right? Does it have high-paying employers or special tax incentives? Somersworth Economic Development Director Christine Suter says, not really.
I say it's great happenstance. You know, it has to come from them. All I can do is say thank you and I support you.
These friends aren't the only young folks in Somersworth. The city's largest population groups are actually between the ages of 20 and 34. That's likely both because UNH is only 25 minutes away and because young families are getting priced out of nearby Portsmouth and Dover. But that hasn't made Somersworth a happening town. Suter says since the mills started closing at the turn of the 20th century, the city's struggled economically. Now, she says, thanks in part to Soldati's two businesses, that may be starting to change.
Not only is it things that are happening in the evenings, but it's fun, it's music, it's young people, it's quality. It's quality.
Maddie DeSantis says she, Soldati, and their friends explicitly chose Somersworth over big cities like Boston or D.C. And she says they didn't do it for jobs or free rent at their parents' houses. Most of them live independently anyway. DeSantis says they did it for each other.
I had a best friend that grew up there as we turn the corner here. So now we're going to another cluster of my friends' houses, but also the oldest homes in Somersworth.
In a black Chevy Malibu, DeSantis drives me around the small historic neighborhood she and her 12 best friends grew up in. They stayed in touch through college, and a handful decided to move back in the years following, including Emmett Soldati. He tells me all their parents were friends, too.
Every month or season, a different family was hosting a party that everyone was welcome to. You know, doors are always unlocked to let the neighborhood kids come in and sleep over in any given night.
A sense of community, it turns out, can play a big part in motivating a young person to choose one place over another. Kate Lusko runs the nonprofit Stay Work Play, which is dedicated to attracting more young people to New Hampshire.
Certainly one of the things that young people look for is other young people, right? They want to know that there are going to be people to socialize with.
DeSantis agrees. She says having her peers here is exactly why she's putting down roots.
All of a sudden, all my friends, my high school friends and my childhood friends were back. All of them. All of them all at the same time. And it was like, but everyone's here. I don't want to go. Everyone I love, not just my mom and dad. I mean, that's one sort of home. But when every single person you love is not just in the same town, but within five homes of one another, it was like, yeah, I'm going to stay here.
As for whether an idealistic community forged through childhood friendships will translate into lasting change for Summersworth, well, we'll be watching. For NHPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.